Hello there, folks. This is Stu Matthews here from Halo's Tavern. Just doing a little bit of a segment about the Angels and how they fared it in Denver against the Colorado Rockies. We're still working on this. Today I do not have my regular co-host Jack Chandler. He's away. He's not available to help us out. That's what you got. You got me, no Jack. So I'm going to talk about what happened in Denver because I was there. And the usage, or non-usage if you want to put it that way, of Shohei Ohtani. Now, I think you all agree, the Angels are being rightfully careful with the two-way star. But I got a question for you. Should he be allowed to play in the outfield? I think so, and I'm going to tell you why in a second. Yeah, sure, he's a prized commodity, but we know he's not as hard as a sparkly diamond ring that you're afraid to wear. He's not a whole joaillier from Chopard watch, like my French, it's good, that you're afraid to wear. And he's not like a 1962 Ferrari GTO that you're afraid to drive because it might crash. And he's not a Fabergé egg you're afraid to drop. And if you don't know what a Fabergé egg is, I suggest you look it up on Google. Now, Shohei Ohtani's a baseball player and he's a damn good one. He's strong. He's healthy. His job is to play baseball. And the Halos found themselves in unexpected batting ace Tuesday at the hitter's paradise at Coors Field, a National League park, which meant that Ohtani, the baseball player, had to sit on the bench. He was probably bored as hell. He'd put on a display I would call pyrotechnic batting practice Tuesday afternoon. He was launching balls up in the upper tiers of Coors, including one that reached the Jack Daniels bar above third deck and right. Now, let me tell you something. If you've ever been to Coors Field, that's so far up there, so elevated, that some spectators nearly pass out before they even get a shot of Jack as their reward. This is what John Gray, the Rockies pitcher, said afterwards, after the ball game. He said, "I'm glad I didn't see that. That's awesome." Well, I have to admire John Gray for his honesty right there. But you know, how did Angel Skipper handle the dilemma of using his Japanese star in a National League park? That's right. He relegated him pinch hitting only. Now, the Angels only mustered two hits against Gray. And he's a nice guy, good pitcher, okay. But he's not Max Scherzer, okay? He's not Max Scherzer. He's got a beard, he's got long blonde hair. He looks like he should be riding a Harley or like be the lead guitarist of like alt-rock band, something called like the Socia Faces or something like that. So we're gonna see where this game went, Tuesday's game went wrong. The Angels lost that one. And that all the failures, most of them came right through the number 7 spot in the lineup. That's where Socia decided to pencil in journeyman outfielder Jabari Blash. He went 0-for-2 with a strikeout. In the third inning, Blash deflected a line drive off the bat of DJ LeMahieu. You know him, he's a good player. That went out to Mike Trout, who was unable to stop Tony Wolters, from scoring the game's first run. Now, that was ruled a single in the scorebook for LeMahieu, but it easily could have gone as an error. At this point, the Angels were down 2-0, top 7. And Ohtani finally appears off the bench, steps into the on-deck circle representing the tying run. Swings his bat, and he goes up there, and he laces a would-be single. That's all it was, a would-be one. It was a force out. It was stopped by a smooth play by first baseman Ian Desmond. So now Ohtani's out of the game. Chris Young replaces him in right field because he's got to replace one for one. Instead of using Ohtani in the pitcher spot, for example, he didn't. So he's in the pinch hit for right fielder. Go figure that. Okay, so anyway, so this is where Cole Calhoun comes in. Cole Calhoun, Angels folk hero. They get an Angels scratch out a one-out single in the ninth. Calhoun comes out of the dugout to pinch hit, but there's a problem there. He's in the slump of his life. Now, Calhoun grounds into a 4-6-3 double play. That was the end of the game. And there were some desultory claps from Rockies fans who, probably would have liked to see more of Shohei Ohtani. And the groans that you heard were from the Angels fans, there were a lot of them there in attendance, about 40,000 fans, about half of them were wearing red. Okay, let's look at Wednesday. Again, Ohtani on the bench as the Angels take on the Rockies. Tyler Anderson's on the mound for the Rockies. He's a lefty, but Ohtani hasn't shown that he's averse to facing southpaws. But again, Mike Soshi decided the star from Iwate Prefecture, Japan, was be available to pinch hit. The Angels' valiant skipper made one main change to kickstart his lineup, and it was a good one. He swapped infielders Ian Kinsler and Zach Cozart between the leadoff and number six spots. But hey, how about think about this one, Mike? What about Shohei Ohtani in right field instead of Jabari Blash? You know, you wouldn't have to use another pinch hitter, another player. You know, well, this is because on the day Ohtani signed, December 9th, 2017, with Anaheim, general manager Billy Epler said Ohtani would not play in the outfield this season. And that's period. Now, this is despite the fact that Ohtani played 62 games in the green pastures in Nippon Professional Baseball. And while he was there, he played outfield. Okay, he handled 98 chances in the outfield with only one error. He's got the speed, chased down the balls in the alleys. Of course, he's got a gun of a throwing arm. In those 62 games in the outfield for the Hokkaido Nippon Ham Fighters, Ohtani gunned down seven guys, seven runners, including one at third base, from the warning track, just like Yasuo Puig. Okay, that's not Jabari Blash out there, folks, stumbling around in right field. So Wednesday's game went a lot better for the boys in Angels Gray. As we know, not only did Jaime Barria from the Barrio show that he wants to stay in the big leagues, he mowed down seven Rockies in 5.1 innings. And Sosa's strategy, swapping in Kinsler and Cozart, the order worked too. Cozart led the way from the top of the order, and the Angels went ahead 1-0 when Cozart took Tyler Anderson deep. And leading the way, the Angels' top three hitters, Trout Upton, went 7-for-14 on the day. By the time Ohtani made his long-winded appearance in the on-deck circle, pinching for Reef Nicker, Justin Anderson. This is why I have to distinguish between Tyler Anderson and Justin Anderson. The Angels were up 7-0, courtesy of Kinsler's RBI single. This is a beautiful at-bat. Ohtani went up there, and he worked a good at-bat. He was facing former Angel Brooks Pounders. Remember him? He got ahead 3-1. Then he swung under a high fastball that could travel a mile high. Mile high club. Had contact been made. With count full, he fouled one off. And then Ohtani made no mistake. He ripped the next one right up the middle for a signal that Rocky shortstop Trevor Story couldn't even see. Okay. Now, right after that, Rene Rivera wrapped it into a double play. And that made Ohtani have to slide into second base. That's a bit dangerous, isn't it? Well, that's baseball. And it leads me back to the original point. Exactly how dangerous is this two-way stuff? Well, we can talk about one prospect in the Tampa Bay Rays farm system, Brendan McKay. He's number 25 prospect in all the majors, number 3 prospect in the Rays system, and they're being similarly careful about his usage. He's now right now at Class A Bowling Green, the Hot Rods. He's playing, but they're risking McKay. They're risking McKay, the hitter and fielder, in a way that the Angels aren't using Ohtani. And Ohtani, I don't have to tell you, is the far better player. McKay is at first base. He's playing first base. Now, he's at more risk playing there than Ohtani is sitting at the bench. Hell, he could get hit by a foul ball in there. But it's not by much. Okay, and University of Louisville coach Dan McDonald, he didn't have any problems with playing McKay at first base either. And that was while grooming this guy to be, a two-way star and the fourth overall pick of last year's MLB draft. Dan McDonald said, well, yeah, if you look at Brendan the pitcher on one side and Brendan the hitter on the other side, they could almost have their own competition and see who's better at that crap. Baseball has its inherent risks. Well, that's true. It does, Dan.
How are you? Good, how you doing?
The Angels will only face a tiny dilemma 8 more times in 2008. And they got to play in National League parks and lose the designated hitter again. But these could very well be important games. The Halos should be fighting for only the second playoff appearance of the Mike Trout era. The first three would be three games against the remnants of the shattered Dodgers. Chavez Latrine in July, just before the All-Star break. And you can expect, if his arc carries on as it's going, you can expect Otani to be in Washington for that game. And we can only hope that American League manager A.J. Hinch, the Astros, would almost certainly use him as a pitcher for a few innings. But August, maybe when the pennant race gets really hot, that's when the Angels will travel to San Diego for a three-game set, Petco Park, and they play a pair at Chase Field in Arizona against a very good Diamondbacks team. In my view, it would be nice to have Otani's bat in the lineup for some of those could-be critical games. But on Epler's orders, Otani never worked out of the outfield, never worked out in the outfield at all during spring training for the Angels. Maybe it's time to get familiar with that outfielder's glove again, the one that caddy translator Ipe Mizaharo carries around with him. And it's about time for him to start using it, too. That's about it for this episode of Halo's Heaven. This has been Stu Matthews again today without my co-host Jack Chandler. But he'll be back. He'll be back soon. So, you know, Halo's are playing today again, facing the Twins. Got another ball game for you. So, you know, that's going to be me out. And here is our outro music, which isn't there. This is Stu. Talk to you later.